mysteries.
KingMind.org.
The Spirit of Revelation.
Do you depressingly harbor on the opinions of others? While an opinion can matter from a trusted friend in the right moment, most importantly, Christians should rely on the eternal voice within as they fulfill God's ordained purpose for their lives. In this way, when the public polls or misconstrues your intent and makes private discussions about it, you will find ultimate solace in knowing your identity and purpose in Christ. Today, Bible prophecy teacher Charles T. Walker teaches us that the opinions of others should not deter your confidence in Christ. And now, we tune in to Charles T. Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today about what God says versus the opinions of others. We can look in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 27 reads, Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, What or who do people say I am? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets. But what about you? Jesus asked, Who do you say I am? Who do you perceive me to be? What do you truly know about who I am? Peter answered, You are the Christ. You know, when we start to look at what people express about us and let that affect our view of ourselves, and we start to hear and ponder and take personally their negative words, they somehow can affect your performance. You got to remember that there are many worldviews and points of views out there. However, these views are not the all said that tells the whole true story, especially if it does not have the true aspects of a holy love, unconditional love, and the understanding of spiritual discernment. For example, Jesus disputed with Peter's assertion that he should never die or suffer. Jesus said, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human assumptions. You know, Jesus was not on a suicidal mission. In fact, this is noted in all four Gospels that it was the passion narratives. It was his assignment. But he did not let the influence of Satan through Peter's opinion affect him either. You know, opinions, do they really matter in relation to what God told you to do? You know, spiritual discernment does not play according to the rules of logic. Spiritual discernment, in fact, is spirit-driven. You know, when you look at the natural order of things, you know, it is not a competitor at all to the realm of the spirit. You know, it's what God has foreseen and knows that ultimately nullifies all opinions. You know, the Lord predestines the outcomes of your life and even the situations that help you develop your character. Matthew chapter 5, it said, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. They're their opinions. They are the sputums of hate. They don't understand. They are darkened in their conscience as to the specific thing that God has told you to do. He said, You're blessed. Don't let that insult you. Don't feel shamed over that. In our text today, Jesus asked his disciples what was the public's opinion of him. And the ratings that came back were varied. Some regarded Jesus as John the Baptist, others as Elijah, and more says, You're one of the former prophets. But the implication that was Jesus making today was that others' points of view about you don't matter so much as the people who are closest to you. Therefore, Peter yelled out, You are the Christ. You are the anointed one of God. Even the blind man in chapter 10 said that you are the son of David. All of these opinions, John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the former prophets, I don't know which name, but you're one of them. You are the anointed one. Oh, you are the son of David. these public opposes and these public opinions don't mean so much as what you internally know what God has asked for you to do. You know, do you depressingly harbor on the opinions of others? A word of advice, rather than sulk over what people have wrongly said about you or how you should adapt to contemporary thinking and their ways of living, you should just display more confidence and faith in the promises of God's word that gives you the exact plan for your life. Philippians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is right, whatever is pure, if anything," he said, "think about such things, not the opinions of others." People will misconstrue your intent and make private discussions about it. But I tell you today, receive understanding in the things that the Lord has ordained to come to pass in this present moment. You know, looking in retrospect of the Old Testament, I seen a defining moment that enlivened the spirit of Jeremiah when he was up against the opinions of others. For example, after Jeremiah had experienced some of the relational hardships with King Zedekiah and his opinionated courtier prophets, the voice of the Lord privately came to him and said, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You know, we should not be so depressed of people's public polls of opinions. But you got to understand, worldviews can be considered uninspired opinions about how you should proceed at a task given to you by God. My listeners, don't fret over the fact at one point in time, wholesome opinions about you were expressed, but now they have turned into nauseating assumptions.
Kingdom Mind Ministries.